welcome. In this session, you will learn how to perform at-scale server migrations to Azure using Azure Migrate and PowerShell. My name is Rahul Gupta, and I will be joined by my colleague Nelson D'Souza, and we'll walk you through Azure Migrate's server migration capabilities and show you how you can use Azure Migrate's automation capabilities to perform at-scale server migrations. Azure Migrate is a central hub of tools for all your data center migration needs. The Azure Migrate server migration tool can be leveraged to migrate your source machines from any platform to Azure. The Azure Migrate server migration tool provides agentless migration capability for migrating your VMware and Hyper-V virtual machines and an agent-based option to migrate your bare metal servers and virtual machines from other public clouds. With the agentless migration capability, you can ensure zero data loss while migrating your VMware virtual machines. What's best about this tool is it provides an option to perform a test migration so that you can validate your application functionality and migrate with confidence. Let's take a closer look at the server migration process. The first step is to deploy and configure the Azure Migrate appliance to discover your servers. You can then start replicating your servers, and the replication is orchestrated by the Azure Migrate appliance. You can then choose to perform a test migration to a sandbox environment without impacting your production servers or your ongoing replications. And finally, you can migrate to Azure with zero data loss and minimal downtime. Azure Migrate's automation is there to help you at every step of your migration journey. Using the automation, you can retrieve discovered servers and start replicating them. You can update VM properties if needed and monitor your replications. You can perform a test migration before you perform an actual migration. And once the VMs are migrated, you can stop replicating them and complete the migration process. So let's see these automation capabilities in action through a demo. I'm going to invite my colleague, Nelson D'Souza, who's a cloud solution architect at Microsoft, to walk us through the demo.
Thanks, Rahul. Let's dive right into it. First, I will show you the input file which we feed into the scripts. Then, I will walk you through the scripts and you can see how modular and customizable they are. And finally, I'm going to run the scripts to perform end-to-end migration. So let me open up the CSV file. The first three columns represents the Azure Migrate project that you have just provisioned. The source machine name of the on-premise server that you have. The next two columns represents that if you have done any assessment on these machines and you want to capture them as we replicate and migrate them, you can mention them here. The next column is for where your target resource group will be, where your VMs will be migrated to. Your next column will represent your virtual network that will be leveraged by all these machines as we are migrating them. The next column is the subnet name. If you want to change any name of the machine to represent your naming convention, you can mention that here. The next is the machine size. So if you are aware of any machine, specific machine that you want to target, you can mention that here. You can next mention whether you have the license or you don't have one, you can mention that here. The next column would represent if you know of your OS disk and the ID for it. So you can mention that here. The next column for the disk type represents if you want to migrate it as a standard disk or a premium disk, you can mention that here. The next column would represent any infrastructure resiliency option that you want to choose in Azure. So that could be availability zone, that could be availability set. And as we are migrating, if you don't want to turn off your source server, you can mention N in the next column. The next column represents the migrate test migrate virtual network name. So sometimes you like to test migrate your VM before doing your final migration. So to migrate to a different virtual network, you can mention that here. The next set of columns represents the update capability that you can have while migrating the VMs, right? So if you want to update the resource group name, or if you want to update the virtual network name, or the target machine name, you can mention that here. Similarly, you can mention the target machine size, again, the resolution options that you have, the availability zone, the availability set, right? And the next set of columns will represent the NIC card information on that machine. So over here, I have mentioned that, hey, for the one of the machines, I want to have a particular static IP address for that. And that static IP should be 172.20.0.55. A VM can have multiple NICs, right? So again, this is another set of NIC information that you can mention that here. If you have more NICs, feel free to add more columns here and accordingly change your scripts to understand them and incorporate them. The next set of columns represents the control flags. So each record will represent one machine. And if you want to decide whether, hey, I want to perform an update for this machine, so you can say yes here and no accordingly for those that you don't want to update, right? So the first column will represent the update, whether you want to go and update that specific machine. The next column would represent whether you want to migrate that machine, right? The next column would represent whether you want to use the assessments that was already done and you want to use that assessment. The next set of columns represents that whether you want to test migrate that specific machine. So in this case, I have set only my first machine and the last machine to be test migrated, but the other two, I don't want it to be test migrated. The next column represents whether has the machine is going under different stages that I want to retrieve the status of it, right? So you can specify that here. And last but not the least, the last two columns represents the cleanup action. So after you have successfully migrated, whether you want to perform a cleanup, and after you have successfully test migrated, whether you want to perform that cleanup, right? So that's how the CSV is structured. Again, feel free to add more columns and you can modify your scripts to understand those new columns. Now that we have understood the structure of the CSV file, let's go ahead and look at the structure of the code. This specific script is used for final migration. Here, we dot source three common PowerShell script files. The first one is used to log information on the console as well as into the log file. Azure Migrate Share will have common functionalities which will be shared across the other scripts. CSV Processor is used to read and write to the CSV file. Process item implementation function is called for every record in the CSV file. Here we do a bunch of validation across the CSV, as well as we also do a validation whether the current state of the replicating machine is in the right state to do this operation. We then go ahead and read from the CSV file and form a parameter list and pass it to the Azure Migrate PowerShell command. Similarly, other scripts are structured, which you can read at your own pace. Now that we have understood the structure of the CSV file as well as the code, let's go and start our migration process, right? So the first step towards migration will be to replicate the source machine that we have on-premise. And for that, I will say Azure Migrate start replication. And I'll pass it the CSV file that we just saw, right? So I'll hit enter and let it come back. So now that the command has come back, let me go and see or monitor what was the replication status for that. And to do that, we can say Azure Migrate update replication status. And I'll pass the same CSV file. So let it run. In the meantime, let me go to my Azure portal. And this is the resource group that I had created where the migrated VMs will land, right? And these are the two virtual networks that I had created where the VMs in Azure will leverage these VMs, this network. I have created this test target automation virtual network to indicate whenever I'm trying to do a test migration, it will leverage this virtual network. I've also used this same virtual network to update certain of the machines to use this when we do an update property on the machines. So for me in this demonstration, it is used as a dual purpose, but for your use case, it could be two or three different networks and that should work completely fine. So let's go back and see whether the command that we just ran came back or not. So as you can see, this has come back. So what this has done is we can go to the logs folder and you can see update replication status here, right? So you can open up the CSV file and let me expand this. You can see that we have started the enable migration in progress. So we have started replication, right? And the job is in progress. The enable migration job is in progress. So this is great. So we have initiated the replication process. We'll keep on monitoring the machines, and once it's replicated, we'll start with the next step. So we can continue to monitor the replication status, and to do that, we just need to run that same command again, where we'll run the update replication status and feed the CSV file. And you can do this multiple times. So now that it has come back, and as I said, right, you can run this as many times as you want. Let's go back to the logs folder and check the latest update replication status CSV file and let it open up. And you can see the state has changed. So we are in something that we call as initial replication state, and it will also represent how much of the percentage it was able to replicate, right, for each of these machines. So we are at 4% for each demo 2 and demo 3 machine. For demo 4, we are at 32%, and for demo 5, we are at 2%. And the last job was successfully completed. So this is great. The replication is moving as we had expected. So let's wait for the replication to complete next. Right, and then we will see what else we can drive from the PowerShell scripts. We will again run the update replication status just to verify where are we with the replication of these machines. So let me go ahead and issue Azure Migrate update replication status and pass the same CSV file to it and let it run and come back. So now that it's come back, we can go ahead and look at the log folder and we see the latest update replication status CSV file. And when we look at the state, it feels like, okay, it's ready to migrate now. So the migration job was successful and we were as a part of in the initial replication status, which is great. So we are done with the initial replication status. And now we are into something called as delta replication, where we are just copying the incremental changes from the source VM, right? Just to make sure that the replication is in sync. So this is great. So we are in a state where we can do either a test migration, or we can update the properties of the replicating virtual machines, or if we are fine with it, we can also do a final migration at this stage. Now, many a times, a lot of customers, they want to test their application that they are working fine even once they move to Azure, right? And Azure Migrate provides us this great capability where you can test migrate your VMs before doing your final migration. What it does there is it creates a copy of the replicating virtual machine, and you can test on that copy of the replicating machines, and it does not affect your source machine, right? And so once you are happy with that, you can then perform a cleanup of that copy, and if you are fine, then you can proceed with the final migration, right? So For now, let's initiate the test migration. So for that, we can say Azure Migrate start test migration, and I'll pass the same CSV file. So we'll wait for it to come back. Now that the command has come back, what we can do is we can go and check the output, the log folders again. And as you can see here, we have initiated test migration. And you can see here that we did not do the test migrations for two of them because they were not configured via the control flags. If you remember the input automation CSV file, we had just configured two of those VMs. So this looks great. And what we can do here right now is we can again run the replication status, update replication status, and verify the current status of this replicating machine. So we say Azure Migrate update machine, update replication status, and pass the same CSV file, and we'll wait for it to come back. Now that the command has come back, let's go ahead and see what the output looks like. So let's go back to the update replication status CSV file, open that up, and we can see that we are in ready to migrate state, and the test migration is in progress for these two servers, right? So this looks great, and we'll wait for this test migration to complete. And this is where, once it's complete, you can go ahead and test your virtual machines. And if everything looks great, the next process would be to clean up this test migration. And then if you're happy, we can go with final migration. Or if you want to update the replicating machines, right, we can perform that task. So we can run the update replication status again just to verify where we are with the replication. So we can say Azure Migrate update replication status and pass the same CSV file, right? So let me hit enter and let's wait for it to return back. So now that it's written back, we can go and verify the log files. So we can look at the output CSV file with the latest update replication status that we run. And when we look at this, we are in the state of ready to migrate. The test migration is says it has succeeded, and now cleanup is pending. This is perfect. So now when I go to the portal, I should be able to see my test VMs here. And as you can see, I have migrated two VMs with the suffix test. So these are your test VMs where you can go ahead and do your testing for your application. And if everything works fine, we need to clean this up, right? So let's assume that you have tested fine and everything's great. You're happy with this. We will next execute Azure Migrate. Clean up test migration and pass that same CSV file, right? So we'll pass the same CSV file, let it come back. So now that it has come back, what we can do is we can again run that update replication status and just see what's the replication status now, and we'll go from there. So let me run Azure Migrate update replication status, and I can say input automation CSV. We'll wait for this to come back. And now that it has come back, we can go and look at the logs folder for the latest update replication status. And we can see here that the test cleanup is in progress. So we'll wait for the test cleanup to happen, and we'll run this command again. And once this is, we are cleared to, we have cleaned up the test VMs, then we can think of, okay, what else we can do as we are replicating this virtual machines, right? So we'll wait for the test replication, the cleanup process to get over, and then we will execute the next set of commands. So we can run the update replication status again just to monitor on where we are with the test cleanup process. So we say update replication status, and we pass the CSV file, and we wait for this command to come back. And now that the command is back, let's go ahead and look at the log file, the CSV file. So as you can see, the test migration state has gone back to none, and we are still in that ready to migrate, and the last job was completed with the test migrate cleanup here, which is great. So I think we are back to the state where now we can either do a final migration if you want to, or we can go ahead and update the properties too. So let's go ahead and update the properties by mentioning Azure Migrate update machine properties and pass that same CSV file, right? So let's wait it for to come back. Right, so now that this command has come back, and you can see here that it's mentioned that we cannot, so for certain VMs, we are not updating the properties, and we'll let you know that, hey, we cannot update this property because it's not configured in the CSV file, right? So if you remember those control flags, we had set for one of the VMs that, hey, we are not going to update this machine, but for the rest three, we are going to update them, right? Where one, we were configuring the IP address, the static IP address, and for the two, we were changing the virtual network as well as their machine name, right? So we had updated those properties. So perfect. I think this looks great. So I think we can go with the next item. So from here, we can do actual migration, right? So we can run Azure Migrate, start migration, and we can pass that same CSV file. So we'll execute that and we'll wait for it to come back. So now that this has come back, we were able to successfully initiate the final migration of the VMs, and we can go ahead and check the status of the migrating machines or the replicating machines. For that, again, we can use Azure Migrate update replication status and pass the same CSV file. So we'll do that and we'll wait for it to come back. And now that it's back, we can go ahead and look at the logs folders, and we can see, okay, update replication status. Let me see the CSV file for this. And you can see here that the migration is in progress, which is great. And the last job, which is migrate, is in progress for all the machines. So perfect. I think we are in a good state. So let this migration, we'll monitor this migration. And once it's great, it's good to go. We can go and check the portal and we can see whether those VMs have been finally migrated. So let's check the status of the replicating machine. So we can again execute the command Azure Migrate update replication status, and we'll pass the CSV file. So we'll wait for it to come back. So now that it's back, let's go back to the logs folder and see the latest status of the replication. And as you can see, the migration was succeeded and all the four machines were migrated successfully. So, and the last job migrate was successfully completed. So this is great. So we were able to migrate the virtual machines onto Azure. So let's go back to this folder. Let's do a refresh. And as you can see all the machines here, and some of them with an updated machine name. So the update machine properties command worked. We can verify also that in this test target, we had updated two machines. So yeah, we can see two network interfaces here representing those two machines. And let me go back and go back to my other virtual network. And yeah, you can see here. So we have created a static IP address with 172.20.0.55, right? So we were able to migrate all the four machines successfully with PowerShell and nothing else. We didn't go to portal, just PowerShell, right? And you can do this very well for thousands of servers. The interesting thing of PowerShell is you can integrate this PowerShell with your CI/CD pipeline or your DevOps, right? So in Azure DevOps, you have a PowerShell task. You can put this PowerShell files there and, you know, have them run via the DevOps pipeline. And that would be useful in scenarios like productions, migrations, and things like that. So we hope this makes your migration journey easier, especially with larger amounts of VMs that you have to migrate, right? With this, I will hand it over back to Rahul.
Thanks for the great demo, Nelson. As you saw, using the Azure Migrate automation, Nelson was able to migrate his VMware virtual machines to Azure in a few quick, easy steps. We have a bunch of resources to get you started on your migration and automation journey, including the scripts that Nelson just used. We hope you found this session valuable, and thank you so much for joining us.